All right, this is it. My name's Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 170 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. You might find this hard to believe, my friends, but it's snowing up here. That's right, it's snowing. It hardly ever happens, but right now we're getting, one of these rare occurrences. Now, it's been snowing nonstop since last weekend. I'm not kidding. It slows down every once in a while. It kind of, there's peaks and valleys to it, but I don't think it ever really stopped. Snow, it's ridiculous. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm getting sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm burned out on it, just like I am on that coronavirus. I'm sick and tired of the snow and the coronavirus. Are you with me on this? I'm getting tired of it, man. But it's snowing out there. I was thinking about going down to work today. I got shit piling up. I got problems, my friends. I got, it's a too much volume, So anyway, I got up this morning. It's snow on the road. There's like snow on the roads. I'm like, I'm not going down there. No way. So anyway, it sucks. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. Speaking of the virus, I tried to get on the that website for my parents. Try to get them some kind of an appointment for the vaccination because they got vaccine envy, which I mentioned earlier. Some of their friends have already been vaccinated. Is that the right word? Some of their friends have already been vaccinated, and they haven't, and they got vaccination envy. So every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, or no, what? Tuesday. Every Sunday at 2 o'clock, they open it up for that week's list of vaccinations appointments. So I went on there a few minutes before 2, and there was all kinds of shitloads of spots open. So I clicked on one, and it went through. I was signed in as my dad. I was thinking, I don't know about this. I don't know. I might be able to get him an appointment, but not my mom, But I clicked the first one, and then the thing says your second dose has to be at one of these times. Had a few, so I clicked one of those, and the thing said, no openings on that at that time. So I went back, and there was no second dose. There were no second doses left. So I went back to the first dose, and by that point, everything was gone. Like every appointment was taken. It was 2:04 at this point. So between 2, when it opens, and 2:04, every appointment had been sucked up. So that was no good. There's no satisfaction from that, I mean, that's no good. So he has all these people, that he knows down there. They're all trying to get him in, So they got multiple people sitting in front of their computers trying to get them an appointment. And then I'm trying too. So anyway, I don't know what happened with the friends down there. But I was unable to help them out. Sucks. The kids are upstairs making some chicken wings. I don't know. I heard on the news, or I saw on the news, that there's a chicken wing shortage this year because these processing plants, if one person comes down with the virus, they have to shut the whole place down. So now there's a chicken wing shortage right around the time of the Super Bowl. Which, by the way, I mean, whew, man, we are excited about that. We're all big football fans here. I mean, we got our foam fingers out. We're whipping our pennants around. Somebody almost took my eye out. They were so feverishly whipping their pennant. I mean, we're super huge fans of the football. I'm kidding, of course. I don't know shit. Don't care. Couldn't care less. Don't know. Don't want to know, etc. I don't even know who's playing. Is it Kansas City and Tampa Bay? I feel like I might have picked up that information via osmosis. I don't know. I don't know anything about the teams. I don't know anything about it. Is that Peter Brady? Who is he? Bobby Brady. He plays for like Tampa Bay now. Whatever. Was the guy like my age? The guy's like my age, I think. He still plays professional football. Anyway, that part I know. All right, I don't know anything about it. Couldn't care less. Couldn't give two shitlets. And but they're making the chicken wings and the ninja foodie. They're gonna open that thing up and they're gonna get jettisoned deep into the past. I'm convinced that thing powers up and then it turns into like a time machine. So anyway, but I don't like chicken wings either. I don't like football. I don't like the coronavirus. I don't like snow, and I don't like chicken wings. Somehow this is just turning into an episode of stuff I don't like. But chicken wings is a waste of time, as far as I can tell. And also, I mean, there's not much meat on those things. People are just like eating the skin and sucking the, cartilage. Ugh. It's like the people, I see these people eat these things like so fast, and they have a move. It's like muscle memory or something. They move it in a certain way. They like bite that knob of gristle off the end of, oh God. Suck the marrow out of that thing. God, I feel like some kind of a wild animal, like a dingo, you know? This is gross. I mean, I can eat them, I guess, if I have to. And I don't like all that sauce either. People love sauce. Oh man. I think it's basically a sauce delivery platform, right? They're just moving sauce from whatever container it's in to their shiny, glistening lips. You know, that's what it is. It's just a sauce delivery device. Am I wrong? Saw the news that there's a shortage, as I mentioned. And they were interviewing these people. And they run in some hole-in-the-wall bar. I never heard of it. One of these little towns around here. And they said that they're going to probably cook up 30,000 wings this weekend. I think they said this weekend, or maybe they said this Sunday. I don't know. 30,000. That's just one bar. There's got to be 20,000 of those kinds of bars all around the country, right? Maybe more. I don't know. I mean, there's one on every corner in this place, Pennsylvania. Man, they love to drink up here. Whew. But anyway, 30,000. I feel like, and I don't know if this is true or not. I feel like they're modifying these chickens now. Tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like if you went into one of these processing plants, that they would have these freakish chicken, modified chickens that are real long, maybe like, I don't know, like 3 feet long, long skinny backs, just with rows and rows of chicken wings growing on them. It's like these big, long, they look like dachshunds, real long dachshund chickens with just rows of wings growing on them. Am I off on that? I don't know. I mean, that's just what I think. I think they're modifying these chickens so that they just produce just an enormous amount of wings each so that they could, keep these bars rolling with the chicken wing, the demand for chicken wings. Now there's a shortage. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway, they're up there cooking them. They made their own sauce, and they're like, you want to try this? I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to, I know you guys enjoy them so much, I don't want to take any from you, you know what I'm saying? I'm selfless that way. Selfless. God. Anyway, what else going on? I wanted to tell you a story about my first, it's well documented. This is something I like. Everything else has been stuff I don't like. This is something I like. And I like it with a passion. beer. All right. So our first encounter, my first encounter with what is now called craft beer, what it was previously called microbrew, was on a trip that Tony and I took. She says it was spring of 92, because I asked her earlier. She believes it was in the spring of 1992. It was definitely before we were married. We were dating. She said we started dating in 91. I'm sure she's right. I don't know. 92, spring of 92. All right. So we went. Tony's sister lived out in Eugene, Oregon at the time. And we went out to visit her. And I had never been on an airplane. But I had very little experience. I'd never been anywhere. The farthest west, well, in 1990, I think, maybe 91, I went on my first WIA convention, and it was in San Francisco. That's the first time I was ever on an airplane. I think it was in 90. So, and I was 27 years old. I'd never been on an airplane before. I don't think I'd ever been west of Tennessee at that point. So they said you're going to the convention this year. And I was like, "What? Where's that at?" San Francisco. I was like, "What the?" I mean, you may as well said Mars, you know? I'd never been San Francisco. Are you serious? So flew out there on Eastern Airlines. Remember them? And there was like so few people on the airplane. We all had our own row. You could just like put the armrests off up and just like lay across. There were like people sleeping on there. I was like shitting bricks. I'd never been on an airplane before. Everybody else is just like, I'm gonna take a nap. Flying through the air, sitting in a chair, flying through the sky, you know. And you're gonna nap? I've never heard such a thing. Plus, you don't know how many asses have been sitting on that thing. People power farting into that thing for years. That thing, I wouldn't lay down on that. No way. But anyway, so that was the first time I ever flew. Also, on that convention, San Francisco, I didn't see anything. I saw nothing of San Francisco. I didn't see the Golden Gate Bridge. I didn't see jack shit. We flew into the airport. We took some kind of shuttle to the hotel. We never left the hotel. And, by the way, Iggy Pop played at that convention. That was the grand finale, the last night of the convention. Frickin' Iggy Pop came out, rocking it. I was like, this is the greatest job in the history of the world. You know, just like 3 years earlier, I was working at Fast Check in Dunbar. Now I'm in San Francisco watching Iggy Pop spin shirtless on a stage for my job. It's like, oh my God. So anyway, so that was the first time I ever flew. And then I must have gone somewhere in 91. I don't know, because the convention was every year. I don't remember 91. I don't remember where that was. I don't know. I mean, it might have been, I went to Chicago a couple of times. I went to Dallas. Went to New York. I don't know. Maybe it was New York. I don't remember. But so this was, I mean, when we went to Oregon, I had very little experience traveling, especially by, in an airplane. And and going to Oregon, again, it was like, oh my God, this is like I'm going to a foreign country, you know? So we went out there. It was a lot of fun. And we flew into Portland, and we went to that Powell City of Books. Oh yeah, big giant bookstore. Did some stuff around Portland. That was cool. And then we drove to Eugene. Somebody came and picked us up. I think her sister came and picked us up. And we went back to Eugene, Oregon, and we stayed at her house. She had a shitload of cats, right? It was a tiny little house, and there was a bunch of cats living there. I'm allergic to cats. She goes, "Don't worry, I clean. I clean pretty. I clean pretty well, and the cats, I'll keep the cats back in this back bedroom. I'm like, that's not gonna do anything. So I was like miserable. As soon as I got there, I started getting all bogged down. Yeah, if you're allergic to something, I mean, it just zaps me of all my energy. My eyes are, you know, running. There's like, my eyes are watering, you know. I have no energy. And I'm surrounded by people that I've hardly ever met before. And I'm just sitting there like, my mouth hanging open. Like, I'm like destroyed. This thing's taking its toll. These cats. I'm allergic to cats and I'm entering a house of cats. And I'm supposed to be entertaining and fun and, you know, trying to make a good impression. I can't even form sentences. Can you hear all that banging upstairs? It's unbelievable to me. I told him, I said, give me 45 minutes. God, do you hear that? What goes on? When I'm in a room, I don't make that much noise. I'm not dropping stuff and knocking things over. It sounds like somebody knocked over like a bookshelf or something. Anyway, so it was a house of cats. However, they took us out to this pub. It was called a brew pub. I'm like, what the hell's this? I mean, I love beer, you know. But my favorite beer at the time was Rolling Rock. So that's about as fancy as it gets. We didn't have any. We had no access to anything. In 1992, if you wanted to get fancy with a beer, you had to get some kind of import, you know? That's for people that really want to take it up a notch, hold their pinky out where they're drinking. The problem with that is people think that's fancy. That shit's swill, too. And just because it comes from a different country doesn't mean it's any good. I mean, all that stuff like Foster's out of Australia, or any Molson, you know, any of these things, or like any of those Mexican, you know, a lot of those big-time Mexican beers, Beck's out of England, I think. Is it England? That stuff's not good, you know. It's all right, but people act like that's, ooh, drinking an imported beer. Ooh, is that a Grolsch? That stuff's swill. Heineken, ugh. Moosehead. So that if you wanted to take it up a notch, you went with the import, right? Everybody believed that the import was something. I mean, that's, you're living it. You're living life, baby. That stuff sucks too. All right. So anyway, but I liked Rolling Rock. That was my beer. So I had no experience with anything. We went to this place called, it was a brew pub, and they had indoor seating, outdoor seating. They had like Christmas lights strung over the, we sat outside, and it was like semi-hippie, you know, this is Eugene, by the way, so everything's semi-hippie, and they make their own beer. I was like, what? I've never heard of such a thing in my life. They make the beer here. They had these big vats in there. It's like, I've never heard, what, is it safe? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never experienced anything. So so then they brought out this, they ordered this sampler, you know, it's called a flight of beers, like these small little sample glasses of all their beers that they make. I was like, what is this? And I took a drink of one of them, and I had never tasted anything like this in my life. It had like a bitter aftertaste, and that's not a negative. That's a positive, you know. It's the hops. It's very there's a specific kind of hops that grows in the Pacific Northwest, and that's where this whole craft beer in America got started. Basically, the Pacific Northwest. And this is in 92. There was like nothing. We had nothing. There was nothing like this that I had ever. I lived in Atlanta. I mean, it's not exactly a backwoods, you know. I mean, this is a major metropolitan city. There's nothing. Zero things. Nothing like this. And so I tasted that and I was like, I love this. This is, what is this? What is going on? How could it taste like? I didn't know it was hops. I didn't know at that point. So we started going to the store and buying up all these local beers, like buying bottles of it, just like doing one of those build your own six packs. It's like I'd never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, it's common now, but it was like a complete novelty, and I loved the taste of the hoppiness. I loved that. It was like some kind of switch had been flipped inside of me. It's like I'm never going to be the same. You know, I won't be able to go back. I'll go back and drink Rolling Rock after having this. So we, you know, plus they had burgers there, were like fantastic, drinking that hoppy beer, sitting outside in this kick-ass scene, you know? I mean, the setting is unbelievable. I was like, we got to go. She goes, Tony's sister was like, oh, there's, you know, there's brew pubs all around town. There's like, that's just one of them. I said, we need to go to all of them. She was like, oh, let's not get carried away. But I wanted to go to every meal. I wanted to have breakfast at I wanted to go over there and have some eggs and you know, and a hoppy beer, you know? So anyway, I mean, I'd never experienced anything like this in my life. There was also this bakery type coffee shop. It was like within walking distance of their house, of the house. And the coffee, I mean, everything was like fresh, you know, it's like all these pastries and all this bread and stuff that they sell in there. I almost knocked something off gesturing with my hand in such an enthusiastic manner. It's almost like those pennants. I'm getting whipped up. All right. Anyway, the coffee was really good. It was like all this outdoor seating. I mean, it's like the whole place blew my mind. You know what else they had there that I'd never seen before in my life? Leash-free areas. That's what they called them. You could take your dog, and it's like this big, you know, rectangular, big open space with fencing. You just go in there and let your dog run around and play with other dogs from the neighborhood. You know, and they're in there frolicking and running. And I'm like, oh, my God, this place is crazy. I mean, there was so much stuff there that I had never seen before in my life. It felt like I was in a different country. And, you know, except for those stupid cats at that house, I was miserable. The whole time I was at their house, I was miserable. So I wanted to be away from there. Plus, I wanted to go to those brew pubs all the time. Or go down to the leash-free area, watch the dogs frolic. Ah, it was a great trip. It was in, Tony says, spring of 92. When we got married in 93, the closest thing we could come to a microbrew, as they called it, was Anchor Steam out of San Francisco. Wasn't very hoppy. It's a good beer, I guess. We thought it was at the time. And I had my classic. I had my classic Rolling Rock with the mysterious 33 on the bottle. Tall, you know, tall boy, you know, the tall bottles with the painted glass. You know what I'm saying? It had a number 33 on it. Nobody really knew what that meant. Very mysterious. Anyway, from the glass-lined tanks of Old Latrobe. That's where they come from, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. I think Miller ended up buying them and shutting that place down. That sucks. Anyway, that was an earth, one of the most important trips of my life. Blew my mind, you know? And I was like, there was a time in my life when I was like, well, I never, you know, I don't need to leave West Virginia, you know. I felt that way for when I was young, you know. And then I started traveling a little bit, and I couldn't get enough of it, you know. I wish I could travel more. It costs a lot of money, but I love traveling. And that trip especially was like blew my mind. It's like unbelievable. It was literally like a different world. All right, we're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed my trip back to Eugene. If you want two of these a week, you can do it. I mean, it's easy. I set it up. The whole infrastructure is in place. It's over at Patreon. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Jeff K. You can sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. You hear that banging? You hear it? It's like Frankenstein's monster up there. Anyway, patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage, whatever you want to call it. It just costs $4. It's like nothing. And you put it on a credit card, and it comes out at the beginning of every month. And in exchange, I record an extra podcast every week for patrons only. It's a bonus episode only patrons get to hear. So if you want to get in on that, it's easy to do. Patreon.com/Jeff K. You can also call our hotline, 570-290-8151. Again, 570-290-8151. Call it 24 hours a day. Ask me a question, make a comment, suggestion, what have you. Whatever you want to do. 24 hours a day. It's a voicemail system. And I'll almost certainly use it in a future episode. So if you want to be a part of the show, that's an easy way to do it. Also, if you want to send me an email, you can send it to, what is it? surfreportpod@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to check the $10 scratch-off project. Buy a $10 scratch-off lottery ticket every weekend. I'm going to do it for a year. I'm tracking it at the website. That's at thewvsr.com/scratch-off. So check that out. Also, there's a place where you can sign up for the weekly email. I've started that fire. I fired that baby back up. Go to the website for more information. We're having some fun with that. That's a good thing. Comes out every Friday. If you want in on that, maybe I'll link to it in the notes of this episode. Sign up for the monthly or the weekly email. It's cool. It's not some spammy shit. No way. It's good stuff. It's got some content. There's some meat. There's meat on the bones. Unlike those chicken wings, there's a little bit of meat on the bones. All right, we're at the end. My throat's starting to get scratchy. I'm struggling a little bit. I'll see you guys very soon over on the Patreon side. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see you. Bye. Real long dachshund chickens with just rows of wings growing on them.